Well, to quote one of the judges of this year's Caring for the Kenai competition, to see new ideas 35 years later that we've never seen before is something that is truly amazing and a tribute to our educators, our school districts, and, of course, the kids themselves. I'm talking with our fourth place winner. And where did you get your idea from?
My dad started working at the fire station when I was 13, and from then on, I got to know the firemen, and I just really came to love the profession and what they do.
And you are?
Lucy. Lucy Salt.
Where do you go to school, Lucy?
So High.
So High. Okay. Now, your idea is something that really touched my heart, because when you put the statistics out there that we are not recruiting first responders at the rate that is necessary to keep our country, our state, and our community safe, that was amazing. But you've got a solution for that. Tell everybody what you plan on doing.
I want to start a program that's aimed at high school students to go annually once a year on May 1st to show what firefighters do and talk about the Explorer program and just get kids excited and involved in the fire department.
Now, high school is when we start thinking of pathways, but you're actually expanding your idea to go into elementary schools, I understand, so that younger kids will also, who always thought they wanted to be a fireman and a policeman, but have kind of changed their minds and are looking in other directions. Is that right?
Yes. The only problem is they won't be able to join the Explorer program, but they will get to know more about firefighting, and they will get to do all of the fun activities that go along with the Explorer or the fire starters.
Sounds like they may also be safer after having the presentation made to them.
Yes, definitely.
You think you're going to follow through with this idea?
100%.
Your dad pretty proud?
Yes, very.
And in number third place is?
Keely Lockwood.
And Keely, you're from Homer?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your idea, Keely?
My idea was to reduce oil spills in the harbor using ordinary people and easily accessible materials for them.
You know, I've been to that harbor and other harbors, and I've also been out on the oil and gas platforms. And if a sheen such as you see in a harbor was ever noticed at an oil platform in the inlet, they'd have to make EPA reports, and there would be all kinds of things. And yet, when you see that sheen in the water, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel a little sad that it cannot be dealt with immediately, and that people, like the harbor officials, like are overlooking that and they're only focusing on the big spills.
And what are you thinking about this you can do, because our prompt is what can I do to implement that and hopefully make the situation a little bit better?
I am hoping to install these boxes personally and do this as a completely nonprofit organization and use the help using fundings by grants and any fundraising that people like to pitch in as boat owners or regular civilians who like to walk the docks as well.
Now, Matt Steineff is your science teacher down in Homer, and he has been doing this program for quite a while. What did you think when you first thought that you would have to do a Caring for the Kenai assignment?
Well, I didn't have to do it. It was an option to get out of my science final for the semester. So I took it on a chance, and here I am.
Is it more fun than taking the final?
Yes, definitely, because now I don't have to do the one for semester two either.
Well, it's kind of symbolic, too, that you're being a Homer Mariner, that you're wanting to clean up the harbors, and you're willing to actually not only get an idea, but actually go out and do it.
Yeah.
Congratulations. We'll see you at the awards banquet. That's our third and fourth place winners. Stick around. We're going to talk to the runner-up in the first place in the class of 2025 winners from the Caring for the Kenai program. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that well-caring sound of KSRM.